Joe, in time of the shift, or watch you. Actually, yeah. He felt that was a good time to do.
To do something for themselves, and you want to give them encouragement in that, so you've determined that they deserve the right to take a deduction for their own contributions to their own retirement. There are two options here. In the first place, we could give them $1,000, and that would limit the revenue loss to $300 million a year, but it would only provide a guy who puts this up for 20 years with a pension of $3,200 a year. The other option is to give them the right to contribute up to $1,500 a year and take a deduction. That would up the revenue loss to $430 million. But for a fellow who's contributed $1,500 for 20 years, he'd have a pension of $4,700 a year. And if he did it for 25 years, he'd have a pension of $7,500 a year. Treasury thinks that there ought to be only a $1,000 deduction. The Departments of Commerce, Department of Labor, OMB, and I think you ought to make it $1,500 as the limit to the deduction. That's the problem.
Well, the Treasury position, I think, is sound. Treasury, it's all budget problem. Is that their objection?
That, yes, sir. That's their objection.
Between $300 and $400. But Schultz does, he goes for the
$1,500 deduction.
Well, I mean, basically the $400 million.
He goes for the $400 million.
The budget problem, that's basically.
Yes, he does.
Because the principal is
exactly.
As far as Treasury is concerned, you're not really referring to Congress being gone. This must be just a Treasury position that is developing in the college of bureaucracy, right?
That's right. That's right. Assistant Secretary in now.
My guess is the economy for the other. The main reason it has to be improved at the higher level is because I thought for a long time that we ought to encourage people who are not on pensions, because they have the good fortune to maybe to work for government or for industry that has a pension plan, to purchase their own plans. I remember that was with Tom Dooley, he may have been talking about it years ago, after the 1960 elections and 1970 elections, you know, sometime we've got to do something for people who don't work for, we're not members of unions, and therefore do not have the pension plans that unions do negotiate with their members, or if we don't work for the government, and therefore do not have the government. The self-employed, the individuals who are in small business and the rest, so that they can have the opportunity to get the same protection. So the only way to do it is through a tax deduction, or a tax credit, in this case, might be. So this moves in the right direction. It means it's just a principle that the government should help those who help themselves. And what we're doing is to help people to help themselves in some
way. I agree.
Work. I wish you could do it for 300 million, but you can't do it for
400 million.
Good, sir. And Sir Conley, though, understands that in overruling the Treasury position, this is because of, and I don't think they should have taken that position. I think from the Treasury standpoint, they should always take a position that is has the least budgetary implication. But I'm sure that he will see that on the merits that we ought to move in this other direction and go for the extra.
Okay.